We have a few grants on the agenda today. The first one, Sussex Central High School.
You just flipped it.
I'd like to advance you and I gave $100 each.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
I think I might have offered a little bit more.
Okay.
It's tip.
Okay.
Has there been something in the past comparable?
Uh-huh.
How much?
100 each.
Is that right?
200 together.
You want to do more?
Yeah, I'll give a couple hundred, Mr. Jones, 100.
But it's, they've gotten, in the last 06, it's not 200 a year. It's every time you give a grant, it's 200. It's different school programs. It's not just an annual grant.
Motion is I'll give 200, Mr. Jones, 100.
Okay.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second to Mr. Jones, to give 200 from Mr. Phillips, Councilmatic, and 100 from Mr. Jones, Councilmatic, to Sussex Central High School. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The next grant's Delaware and Byrathon.
$50 each, that's what we normally do.
So moved.
That's it.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $50 from each council, Matic, to the Delaware and Byrathon. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
People to people.
Mr. Jones?
$250.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole, to give $250 from Mr. Jones, Councilmatic, to the People to People Student Ambassador Program.
We've done this youth activity, if you wanted.
So you want the youth activity?
You got it.
Okay.
Amend that motion from Mr. Jones's youth activity. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Jefferson School.
Done $50 each before?
Mm-hmm.
I have a motion from Mr. Jones.
Why are we doing $50 each? Explain that. What are we doing?
Because Jefferson School takes people from all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them from your road.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $50 from each councilmatic.
All private schools do that throughout the county.
To the Jefferson School for their annual giving campaign. Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. No for Little League.
$250 for myself and $250 for Mr. Rogers.
Second. Youth.
Youth.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole, to give $250 from Mr. Jones and Mr. Rogers.
Youth activity.
Youth activity to Milford Little League to purchase scoreboards. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Mr. Jones, is this yours?
Ducks on.
Yes, the last time was.
$100 each?
Beg your pardon?
Let's do it.
No, it was $500 each.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Am I right, Susie?
$500 won't get you where you want to go.
No, I'm going to give $2,000 out of my community improvement.
Oh, okay.
$500 from youth activity for each, and then $2,000 from my capital.
Don't you think, wait.
They have, what do they have there, something like 800 students or something?
Oh, they're
I know, but there's a lot of programs, that just seems excessive for that super program.
Well, they're teaching about
the
environment.
I know they are. I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying, I just think.
I'm just telling you
the demands on our money.
I got a motion on the floor.
You want to interrupt, Mr. Cole?
I'll tell you, I'll go out if I, yeah.
You want to go out? All you do is tell me, yeah, I'll let you out.
I'll go, yeah, let me, $500 I think is excessive.
Okay.
You won't give anything?
I'll do $200.
$200 from you, $500.
No, I think there's a lot of organizations here do a lot of good and.
Okay, I appreciate $200. Well, I think the motion will be to give.
$500 from four of us and $200.
$200, Mr. Coles.
And then, yes.
This is youth activity too. We can.
$250 youth is what you said from everybody, right?
No.
You didn't.
$500 from us four.
You're giving $500.
$500, $200 from old Cheapy down there.
Motion is to give $200 from Mr. Coles, youth activity, and $500 from the other four councilmen.
Well, the bay's all polluted. Ducks don't even come down there anymore.
They don't?
Oh, yeah, they shoot them all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Ruthann's our feet.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Killed all the ducks.
Susie, you get the capital improvement.
I got it.
$200, okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what are you doing your $2,000? Is that later?
No, I did that already.
Okay.
That was part of the.
Sussex County Fire Chiefs.
For Mr. Cole.
$100 each.
Who's blowing the whistle?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Rogers, to give $100 from each councilmatic to send a hose dragger to a conference.
Hey.
Excuse me, a fireman.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Fire personnel.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes.
One-way ticket for Jones.
I'm not going.
Wherever you're going.
I'm not going.
You shouldn't get county money to go anywhere.
Delaware Diamonds?
I pay for my own anyway.
You've been doing it for years.
I have not.
Delaware Diamonds, whose is that?
I think we all gave last
We've
time.
We've all given.
Who
and
are they?
Traveling pitch, fast
you're
pitch
your
softball.
Youth activity again?
They're playing softball
activity.
Now? Yeah. In the snow?
Oh, yeah. Winter project.
Well,
there's no tournaments now.
The plan ahead, Mr. Cole. You're in and out.
No, wait. They're expecting to be in a tournament? What if they don't get in a tournament?
Tournament started in March, Mr. Cole. Seriously.
Just like softball.
It's unbelievable. What they don't even wait till basketball's over before they're starting softball.
The tournaments, I usually thought they were at the end of the season. Or something.
No.
I don't know.
That's what they do.
Where do they play?
They have tournaments all the time.
How much are you offering to give?
I'm just saying we have given in the past $100 each.
I'll make a motion to give $50 each.
That's youth activity, right?
Mr. Cole, what was the big statement that there's the taxpayers' money we're supposed to give back?
I know, but there's different groups.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
You should weigh it out.
I was just checking it out.
Some are getting more than they deserve, I think, when we look at the list.
Do I have a second?
Yes. Second, yes.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to give $50 from each councilmatic from the youth activity to the Delaware Diamonds. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Jones?
Yeah, I should have voted no, Mr. Jones.
Beg your pardon?
You should have voted no. Now you it went unanimous.
Community action? Well, we agree with you sometimes, Mr. Cole.
We do.
I'll move.
I got that.
Community action?
Yes, that's
250 from Mr. Jones and 250 from Mr. Cole.
Well, you know what? Needy families need it better than people who can. Yes. I'll give them $250 to help needy people. Sure. That's a good way
Thanks,
to
spend
your
money. They do a good job.
Yes, they do.
I'll put $100 in there.
Okay. See how the guilt is just pouring out on this table. Rogers?
Thank you for...
Oh, Chinji, not going to give in.
I have a Casa San Francisco.
I know Phillips has no guilt, but maybe you would.
Anybody else want to give?
If you work with people like that,
I have a motion to give $250 from Mr. Cole and Mr. Jones's and $100 from my councilmatic to the Bridgeville Community Action Agency for Needy Basket, Needy Families.
Lady,
Mr. Cole?
Chicken.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah. Dale, you're on record for being cheaper than I am.
I know it.
Well,
I have to be conservative sometimes.
No, Laurel, you sports basketball?
You like basketball, Mr. Cole?
My kids are playing tonight. I got two games tonight, but I don't like it. And Laurel, they beat us.
Oh. What do you want to give?
If anything, we ought to take money away from their program.
I have a motion from Mr. Phillips, seconded by
second.
Mr. Cole, to give $100 from mine and Mr. Phillips' Councilmatic or youth activity.
Yes.
To Laurel Youth Sports Basketball Program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Now, Mr. Rogers,
Lewis
you should
Cat
be a recipient.
Society.
You ought to be a recipient of this program.
Mr. Rogers, would you like to...
I would. That's something they ought to do to you.
Put you on the receiving end.
I open my heart to the cats.
You do.
Community reinvestment was last year.
How much?
$2,000. Is that what they want?
Yes. That's what they asked for.
He thinks
I have a motion, Mr.
I think, inflation
he
every day.
He thinks more of cats than he does of people.
All animals.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Jones, to give $2,000 from his community reinvestment to the Historical Lewis Cat Society. Mr. Cole.
He cares more about cats than people. Yes, I guess.
Mr.
If
Phillips,
you want to do
yes.
that.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Conceived.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Proposed
if you, if, excuse me a minute. I think we still need a motion for Mr. Jones for the if you wanted community investment money to Ducks Unlimited.
Oh, I thought he said
I thought I made that statement
that, yeah.
way back. Okay. But that's cool.
But
I'll certainly do that.
Did we get it?
I'll make a motion, I guess, for Ducks Unlimited, $2,000.
Second.
To be approved.
It's not on the agenda when we do it.
The one we just
yes.
did?
Yeah. It's
thought,
two types of grants in one.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought,
we did the youth
activity. I mentioned it in the beginning for Mr. Cole.
Right,
second.
But we got off to the youth activity, then we didn't have for the...
Second.
So we're amending number six?
No.
We're adding to it.
I'm giving 2,000 more.
Well, they're getting two grants. 2,200.
I'm confused why we're...
What's that?
Community improvements. Is it what?
Right.
Out of Mr. Jones's
yes.
account, in addition to the...
In addition to the
youth activity.
Youth activity
grant.
They're getting two types of grants.
No, he said he'd done that previously.
I don't think
he thought he did. I know, I don't think Susie heard me, but I...
Was that all in this motion?
No, I think he means in a previous meeting?
Yes.
No, it's not been paid.
Just a little bit ago, I talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When we got into huge discussion about...
I thought that's what you meant previously.
That no ducks come to the bay anymore and all that.
It's not been on here before.
Tell you what, around Lake Girard, the cats kill the little ducklings, so why don't we somehow get these programs together?
They got the wire up now, so if they, if they let the geese back in the pond, they wouldn't have...
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Cole, to amend number six to also include $2,000 from Mr. Jones's capital community improvement.
People don't want to get rid of the ducks and geese.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yep.
Mr. Rogers?
Yep.
Jones?
Yes, motion is carried.
They want wire to run.
Are we right?
Thank you, yes, we're right.
Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin. Any ordinances?
We have a few. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office complex and retail space to be located in certain parts of land lying in Dean and Broad Kill Hundred, Sussex County, containing 3 acres. It's CU-1737 Terrence Babby. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an equestrian center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Dean and Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 12 acres. It is CU-1738 Baywood LLC. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from GR General Residential District to a CR-1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying in Dean and Lewis Rehoboth Hundred containing 10,000 square feet, more or less. It is CZ-1621 Todd Fritchman.
I introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Dagsborough under Sussex County containing 2.54 acres more or less, CZ-1622, Gary F. Farmer.
Honored.
Okay, yeah.
Additional business? See a hand in the back, bring the hand forward.
My name is Dan Creamer. Now let me get this straight.
Oh, here we go.
You guys just passed something for development where they got it down to 1.4, but it was actually, could have been, should have been, four houses to the acre. But yet, we got people in here, ain't got enough brains to get out of the wet weather, because they want to say, oh, this is high density. Now, you're talking about sprawl. Now, this is sprawl. Anytime you only have one house per acre, 1.4 per acre, you're talking about sprawl. It just boggles my mind that these people can't get enough brains to get out of the wet weather when we ought to be putting that 6, 8, and 10 houses to the acre, and really, then you'd have something.
Would you please run for public office?
I don't want to.
No, please.
I'm not even interested.
Your platform.
Because I'm going to tell you why. I might have to sit up there with you, and I don't want that.
You might learn something.
I'm glad you
learned something. I've already learned enough that I wouldn't want to be sitting up there, because me and you'd be going to fighting every Tuesday. And by the way, as far as your cat's concerned, shove them.
You want yours fixed?
It's like this here. You ought to be using that for something else.
Cat over
Wasting tax dollars and money for a stupid cat when there's other things out here that could have been a lot better used for.
So we'll give the cat tax. Thank you, cat. Mr. Creamer.
Okay.
no come. Yes, sir. Come forward and state your name.
You've been a trooper to stand and sit through all this.
Gentlemen, Mr. President and fellow counsel, my name is Michael Houlihan. I am the vice mayor of Delmar, Delaware. I'm also the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Yes, I know the public hearing was held last week for the Blackwater Creek project, and I've listened to you discuss these three parcels this evening or today. The town was not in favor of this project, and there's like numerous reasons why. One, our school district, which is already at capacity. Secondly, our transportation, our roads through town, they're old. there's other things that were not even discussed. We have a library that's trying to expand. We have a post office that's old in a small residential area. I don't even know how they're even going to handle all this additional growth. And as far as putting that project outside of the town limits, I agree with Mr. Cole here.
Well, that'll upset him. Don't say that too loud.
Okay.
The whole
philosophy with smart growth is being closer to the municipality with contiguous lands that we could annex and provide services to. And as far as the police department, yes, we're 3 to 4 miles from that area, where the nearest state police barracks is in Bridgeville, which will probably take roughly 30 minutes for a respond. We have met with the developers, you know, through our council meetings, and we came up with discussions, you know, that how can the town be compensated for this project? And nothing has been done so far, so here we are. So I just want to be on the record. And Mr. Cole, I applaud you for your vote, and you hit the nail right on the head.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I would encourage you the next time, and you get a notification that there's something like this coming up in your community, that you respond in a timely fashion and don't wait till after we close our public hearing.
I understand that, sir, and it was, you know, we wish we were notified more of that public hearing.
The public hearing was not last week. It was October the 3rd.
Yeah.
How often do you meet in your town?
We meet once a month as a joint council, plan and zoning once a month.
And so you can only vote on, so it's difficult sometimes to address some of these issues in a speedy fashion, because when you only meet once a month, sometimes things do slip through.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry for you, because, you know, it's a situation where we had letters, we had all kinds of information, we had school board people, we had everything. Don't fall for these kind of excuses. You should have been here. We should know these situations. We should know what's happening in Del Mar, in Milford, in all these other areas. But to stick your head in the hole and say we don't is playing games with you, and it's a shame. They're more concerned about development and giving everybody what they want than to address the concern. So like I said earlier, we're part of the problem. We're not providing any solutions.
I disagree.
So Dale, I know you'll disagree, Dale.
I disagree, Mr. Cole. Nobody stuck their head in the hole. You were notified of the public hearing.
I understand the process,
nobody responded.
Sir.
You must have had a meeting in October, November, and December.
Begged for cooperation.
And what can we do? I mean, it's not our place to go to your town council meeting and say, hey, you got to tell us something. You know, we respond to the fire companies, the school districts, the towns, and, you know, that's procedure that we handle. And unfortunately, that you didn't. The council did not respond and get their comment in. But, I mean, I think that the applicant has been to the town council, haven't they? I mean, you,
yes, sir.
You did
they
have somebody what
they,
was going on.
They have met
right.
with us.
Right.
But we have no resolution of, like, trying to compensate us town. I mean, right now we've had annexed properties that are getting ready to start developing, and we've already, like, even our own stuff, where are they going to go? And now we're looking on the outside, and then where's all this going
to
go?
Years ago we were supposed to have cooperation between the towns and the county, and that all fell apart. We used to meet. None of that happens anymore, because this county has provided no leadership in trying to solve the problems. They just want development, and that's all you're getting. So now it's coming to your side of the county. Welcome. We've had it. They look what they've done to us. It's coming your way. And they don't even listen to their own neighbors. Unbelievable.
All the towns are doing it. We just saw all the public hearings they had in Laurel, annexed all the property in there. The Discovery Place, we saw Seaford is probably annexed in probably 4,000 homes in Seaford. I mean, now that's annexation. They're going to get the tax base out of it. I wish that this project was closer to your town limit, so you have done the same thing. Then you could have had a public hearing, and we wouldn't have caught all the criticism.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, you're close to Wicomico County, across the road from it, and, you know, unfortunately, that's the way that the process works. And
you saw
that's
firsthand.
Not what you want to hear.
Tell
but,
them all.
You know, I appreciate your concern. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I need
much.
A motion to go into executive session. Oh, we've already got the motion. I'm sorry.
I'll read fast.
That's fine.
I wrote it because I can't talk like Mr. Houlihan. good morning.
Tell us your name, please.
Yes. My name is Diane Buckley, and I'm here on behalf of the town of Del Mar. I currently hold the position of Del Mar, Delaware councilperson. And of course, I'm a resident of Del Mar, Delaware. I am also joined by Michael Houlihan. I'm here to represent our town on the matter of Blackwater Creek development you're approving for the outskirts of our town. It saddens me that even after meeting directly with our council representative Vance Phillips and a number of letters and correspondence to you from our town that you have chosen to go ahead with the approval of this project. We feel that our concerns have definitely fallen on deaf ears. We're assured by Councilman Phillips that our concerns will be taken into serious consideration, and we feel they were not. We expressed that we were attempting to work out our areas of concern with the developer, which we have been unable to do since the developer seems to forget previous conversations as we move to the next one. Not just with our council, but with our school superintendent, Dr. Ring, as well. We have serious concerns, including, but not limited to, the impact on our police department. Our police department is already strained and now will be forced to be the first responder to any incidents occurring in this new development. Our school, I did my own research, and although statistics vary on how many children per household, even if we use the lowest ratio I found for Delaware, we're looking at 0.83 children per household. In over 1,000 homes, that's quite a large number of students who will potentially be passing through the halls of our Delmar schools. Not even close to what this developer came up with, but nobody here seemed to question those numbers. Our roads. The developer told us he had done research regarding the traffic and that our town would be handling. He stated that most of the residents would use Jersey Road, which is in Maryland and not even in Delmar. We strongly disagree. Most people will use the most direct route to a main road to where they get where they want to go, and that takes the traffic right through our town. We don't have the money to replace roads which are in disrepair now, and we're supposed to have to incur the expense of replacing roads, which will in essence be traveled by more of these out-of-town residents than our taxpayers. This creates another situation of our residents having to subsidize development this time around that our town does not want to see. These are just the top three major issues we have with this development. Other areas include our fire department and administrative impacts. The town of Delmar has been placed in a real tough spot here. We're not Eastern Sussex. We do not have the budget that Eastern Sussex towns have, and we cannot afford to be impacted by the development outside our town and have our town residents pay the price. This is just not fair. As an elected official of Delmar, I can attest that we've worked very hard to keep our tax rates as low as possible, considering our residents were hit very hard in school taxes to build a new school several years ago. I have fought and will continue to fight for my constituents in preventing them from subsidizing future development. Sussex County will be collecting millions of dollars in impact fees and other fees from this development. I, for one, will be very interested to see what you do with all that money. I'm aware that Sussex County pledged $1.4 million to the Delaware State Police and made the first installment of $460,000 plus back in November 06. Quoting from your website, you say, "This is an economical and viable means to provide additional police protection for the county, and that this shows the concern Sussex County Council has in ensuring the continued safety of our citizens and our county. Since the Blackwater development has been allowed to move forward without the town of Delmar being able to secure agreements with the developer regarding impacts on our town, we hope that the county council will be prepared that when we have to come back to you regarding the impacts we incur from your decision. We are aware that you're in the process of updating your comprehensive plan. We hope that this time around you take great consideration to the effects your plans for growth and zonings will have on the small towns such as Delmar. In closing, I appreciate the opportunity to speak here on today on behalf of the town of Delmar, and I hope these comments also do not fall on deaf ears."
Well, ma'am, there's been comments already by some of these councilmen, but on this land use planning, the revision, very few minor changes. They see no problem with it. That is the problem. They don't understand. And all they want to do is fight me, and I'm out of touch with everything. And I thank you for coming in. I don't know you. I don't think I've ever met you, either one of you, but I appreciate your concerns because you're right on the money. And you ought to look at this hearing and evaluate it and see how this fits into your future, because you can't sit back and just roll over. In the coastal part of the area, many times things were challenged and they were many times defeated. So all I can tell you is it's not sometimes a done deal, because you've got some good concerns and none of them were addressed. None of them, except by a lot of little smoke and mirrors. So
thank
good
you
luck to you in the future.
Thank you, too, for coming.
I would have to comment, since my name was raised a couple of times, and I'm disappointed that you think I have not taken your concerns seriously. I think if you look at the conditions that were placed on these applications, they're very serious conditions,
mean, we have a process in this county that can allow development to be done very rapidly with very little council oversight and certainly no restrictions of the nature that we've imposed on this development. At the very least, this is probably going to take a dozen years to build out, and under current market conditions, it could be 15 or 20 years if this current real estate recession were to stick around with us. I think you need to recognize, I know you've not been here before, which is very disappointing. It's very disappointing.
Well, I took off work to be here today.
Well, it's funny that you didn't take off work before the vote, because that's when comment is normally accepted.
They probably assumed that their letters would have an impact.
Mr. Cole?
Somebody would read their
letters. Mr. Cole? Mr. Phillips has a floor.
Now, Jones says all he wants, and then you got to jump on me.
Typical. Well, you jumped on me, Mr. Cole.
I had to, not the president.
One at a time, Mr. Phillips.
Right. I think what you're seeing today is political posturing on one of the councilman's part. For years, I have heard him complain about too much development at the beach, and for years, in the very next breath, he said, why don't you get development over on your side? Why don't you put it over there? Now, all today, he's self-righteous
it's
about this.
It's all about me.
Right. Now, there is.
It's my fault. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for you. It's my fault.
Mr. Phillips has the floor, Mr. Cole.
Well, when he starts blaming this on me,
didn't interrupt you.
It sounds like I'm in second grade.
I'm not sure.
You
ought to
get back
in
the Delmar School District or Laurel School District, wherever he came out of.
Mr. Phillips.
You're
I asked the Delmar School Superintendent to bring in some superintendents to County Council as a result of our conversations of concerns for the school. And they did. They were here very promptly, and they made a nice presentation. And I put forth before this council and other elected officials an option that I thought was reasonable that could help the impact on schools. I think Mr. Dukes's statement about school choice is applicable. I think we need to look at how many students we take in from other districts. But that's short term. I think long term we have to find solutions to the capital cost of new buildings. I asked the county administrator to put on the agenda today the local law enforcement grant issues because of your concerns that I took very seriously. He put a lot of time into the presentation that you saw today, and I'm hopeful, even though there wasn't a lot of support today, that as we get closer to budget, we can make adjustments to our budget that could accommodate more funds going to the local municipalities and the police forces that may have to address emergency situations outside their boundaries. We're possibly going to be ending our contract with the state police. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars that could go into a local law enforcement grant program. Again, I'm always there to listen.
What's his name?
I didn't expect to be cornered by six or seven councilmen at a Chamber of Commerce dinner as this meeting that you referenced took place. I mean, that was to some degree unprofessional, and I think an appointment.
The intent was for you and I to discuss the matter.
Well, to get cornered and ambushed like that was something that I, you know.
Folks, it goes with the territory. You should have thick skin. You should be able to handle it.
Okay.
Again, I took more calls on this. I spent more of my personal time on this than any application that I've ever dealt with. I took it very seriously.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. I don't think we need a motion for executive session. We've already made that motion, so we will recess into executive session. Is that
your answer?
Do it again. Permissible, Mr. Griffin, or we need a motion?
No, you need a motion. I make a motion
to go into executive session.
Okay.
For land acquisition. I have a motion from Mr. Rogers, second from Mr. Phillips to go into executive session for purpose of land acquisition. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Done the right thing, buddy.